91.3. Powering up. From Lusaka, our Cowboy, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
State House Communications Strategist Rick Mundolovina has been vital on the mining sector is driving Zambia's economic recovery. Former Socialist Party lawyer, now Lusaka mayoral aspirant Simon Mila pledges loyalty to Zambians. In international news, U.S. imposes fresh sanctions on M23 and FDLR leaders. In sports, Zambian Breweries AB InBev launches the Carling Black Label FIFA World Cup 2026 campaign.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. State House Chief Communications Strategist Whitney Mulovela says Zambia's mining sector is experiencing a remarkable resurgence, significantly contributing to the country's economic recovery and boosting confidence in future growth prospects. Speaking on Voice of the People's Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Mulovela said Zambia has moved beyond a period of severe financial distress and economic uncertainty, largely due to renewed activity in the mining industry. Mr. Mulovela noted that the mining sector is nearing a major output milestone of 1 million tons, driven by both new greenfield projects and the revival of previously dormant operations. Key contributors to increased production include Shaft 28, Mapani, KCM, Kitumba, Cobalt, Ngomba, Lumwana, and FQM. He highlighted that rising mining output has boosted Zambia's foreign exchange earnings, which government officials credit with stabilizing the Zambian kwacha and strengthening overall economic performance.
This country, I'm covered in basket case. This country was bankrupt. Now Zambia is rising again. The mines are back in production with a target. And we're almost getting to a 1 million ton threshold. That is progress. That's jobs created in the mining sector. That is suppliers supplying to the mining sector. Both greenfields, new mines, and those that had gone to sleep are now back online. Shaft 28, Mopani, KCM, Kitumba, Cobalt, Ngomba, Lumwana, FQM. That's production. That's foreign exchange. So when people talk about the holding of the kwacha, it's because now you have production. Zambia was a net importer of fertilizer. Today, thank you to the policy of President Hichilema, today Zambia is a net exporter of fertilizer to 8 neighboring countries. Today, we're talking about free education. 2.6 million children going back to school.
Independent Lusaka mayoral candidate Simon Mwila has explained that he left the Socialist Party because some positions taken by the party did not agree with his conscience and personal beliefs. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People, Mr. Mwila said his loyalty is to the Zambian people and that he sometimes disagreed with party decisions, leading to clashes with the leadership. He stressed that his departure was respectful and mutual, adding that he still has great respect for Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe, whom he described as a father figure and leader. Mr. Mwila said he joined politics to serve the people and Mr. Mwila said he joined politics to serve the people and help bring positive change, not to make money. He said leadership is about delivering results and earning the trust of the people. Mr. Mwila added that even if he loses the mayoral race, he will continue advocating for good governance and speaking on issues affecting Zambians.
My loyalty to the Zambian people. So, being in a political setup, there are certain comments that I would make that would not sit well with the party's leadership, due to the fact that I'm a senior leader, being a legal chairperson and lawyer to the president of the party. So we would clash each time we see a certain comment that doesn't sit well with the party. So I said I will not be able to operate. I joined politics purely out of service and the love for this country. I have not joined politics because it's about me making money. There's nothing bad about it. I still have so much respect for the big man. Even our departure was out of mutual respect, Dr. Fred and I will still work together and work on something to the to better this country, because I believe he has that passion and love for the Zambian people and for this country. I feel him and I, one day we'll meet common ground and work together. So I don't have time to badmouth him or really explain to the people why I left the Socialist Party in detail.
In another development, the National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity, NRPUP, says infrastructure development and improved access to public services will be among its key priorities in Livingston ahead of the 2026 general elections. NRPUP aspiring mayor for Livingston, George Imasiku, says his administration would also ensure that constituency development fund loans, and grants are allocated transparently and fairly to eligible beneficiaries across all communities in the city. Mr. Imasiku states upgrading the city's road network and improving drainage systems will be at the center of his development agenda if elected. Meanwhile, NRPUP aspiring councillor for Dambwa Central Ward, Dennis Chisanga, has called for increased investment in education infrastructure to address rising enrollment levels in local schools. Mr. Chisanga says although the free education policy has enabled more children to access schooling, overcrowded classrooms remain a major challenge that requires urgent attention. Mr. Chisanga has also pledged to advocate for the installation of more streetlights in Dambwa Central Ward, stating that improved lighting would enhance public safety and make it easier for residents to move around at night.